And so from our New Testament reading is James chapter 3, verses 13 through chapter 4, verse 3. And that's on page 230 in the New Testament section of your Bible. Who is wise and understanding among you? Show by your good life that your works are done with gentleness, born of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not be boastful and false to the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, devilish. For where there is envy and selfish ambition, there will also be disorder and wickedness of every kind. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without a trace of partiality or hypocrisy. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace for those who make peace. Those conflicts and disputes among you, where do they come from? Do they not come from your cravings that are at war within you? You want something and do not have it, so you commit murder. And you covet something and cannot obtain it, so you engage in disputes and conflicts. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive, because you ask wrongfully, in order to spend it on what you get, in order to spend what you get on your pleasures. And I feel like that the message that we had from the choir this morning is the answer to this scripture. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, my Lord and my Redeemer. Amen. Instrument of peace. I've said a number of times that one of the beauties of, one of the blessings of having someone who is totally devoted to a music ministry is the fruit that comes of that. And we are so very, very blessed. I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Amen.
I didn't hear that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we know that's not for you to receive the glory, but because you do it to serve Him. But, you know, we have gifts and talents. And if we're not sowing peace, if we're sowing discord, what are we going to reap? Scripture tells us you'll reap what you sow. And you know what? You don't even have to look to Scripture to see that. All you have to do is look at what people get when they're out there treating others inhumanely. They get treated the same way. What happens when people steal and rob and brutalize and otherwise harass and harangue and just treat poorly other people? If we were to see people who come into our sanctuary and by their dress or by their color we were to treat them with favoritism, what is that saying about Christianity? Christ Jesus did not treat anyone with favoritism. And if we're to model Jesus Christ, if we're to live our lives as our Savior preached, taught, and lived, then we better start towing up to the line and following in His footsteps, not all around His footsteps. That's the way the world would do it. Oh, you know, He loves us, so He's going to forgive everything we do. Okay, that's true. But why do bad things to people just because you can? Why not rather do good things? Why not sow happiness rather than discord? Why not sow an uplifting thought? Why not sow something so that you'll get in return salvation, or righteousness, or another word is justice. And what is justice? It is to do what is right. And when we're righteous, we're not self-righteous. We're made in a right condition, or made right-wise with our Creator. Well, how in the world do we do that? Well, there's... You know, you talk about those footsteps. You want to find where those footsteps are. You want to find how it is that you should walk. Get into the Word of Christ. Get into the Word of God, and you'll find that. Well, first is, and I wrote this down, the first step. The first verse of this, verse 13, says, "Who is wise and understanding among you?" Wisdom. What's wisdom? Scriptures tell us that wisdom is seeking God. True wisdom is seeking God. When Solomon had the opportunity, God had blessed him, and he was ascending the throne, and he was going to be able to build the temple, which his father David had not been able to complete, because God left that for someone else to do, for Solomon. And Solomon, this young king, this young ruler, had the opportunity to ask for riches or power or wealth. But in his young days, Solomon realized, it's not what I know already, it's how much I don't know, and how great the responsibility for leading Israel to follow God was going to be. And you know what he did? Instead of asking for power and riches, he said, "Lord, give me wisdom so that I might rule wisely." To know God. That's wisdom. Who is wise and understanding among you? Look at the fruits. Now, I'm not saying we're always wise. Lord forbid, I know I've made my mistakes. And there will be some errors in the future, I'm sure. But for the most part, it's at least being in an attitude where we are attempting to follow it. Knowing that there's only one who walked the face of the earth and was able to execute it flawlessly, and that's our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And you know what they did to him? They hung him on a cross. Show by your good life that your works are done with gentleness born of wisdom. In other words, show that the life that you lead is born out of wisdom, which is seeking God, not intellectual wisdom and knowing how to, you know, the theory of relativity or being intellectually smart. Know God. With gentleness born out of wisdom. Demonstrate that works come from your faith in God. That was first. The second part, James is almost like a Paul in this. It's a do this and don't do that. He says, do this, if you're wise and understanding, show your good life. And then he says, don't do this. Verse 14 through 16. But if you have bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not be boastful and false to the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, devilish. For where there is envy and selfish ambition, there will be disorder and wickedness of every kind. What does it breed? When he says you'll reap what you sow, if you sow discord, if you sow anger, if you sow envy, if you sow all of those negative things, what are you going to get back? Well, not what you're going to like. And even when you do so right, wise thinking and right things, you may get back from some people anger and greed and rejection. But you know, it's not that we're called to do the right thing because everybody will love us if we do the right thing. Duh. We got how many examples of people doing the right thing and they're killed for it? You do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. And the reward that you receive is not going to be of this kingdom. It will be of a heavenly kingdom. Now, you may be blessed. Mother Teresa, in her long, long life, and all of the things that she did, Mother Teresa of Calcutta, the number of things that she did and the Sisters of Charity that she started, the fine, wonderful acts and the humane treatment that they imparted on all those children and young ladies in Calcutta, India. She didn't get a lot of earthly acclaim other than, you know, they made her a saint. She got lots of letters from people. Even the Pope said good things about her. But you know what? I don't think she was in it for that. Matter of fact, I know she wasn't in it for that. We have her own words for that. She was there to serve Jesus Christ. Billy Graham, how many times he's had so many revivals, so many times where there were altar calls and hundreds, thousands of people came down and knew Christ. Wow, Billy Graham, you're such a great guy. No. Again and again he said, no, it's not me, it's Christ Jesus. Paul, all those people, all those churches that he founded, it wasn't him who was doing it for his accolade, for his popularity. He was doing it for Christ Jesus. But the wisdom from above is first pure, peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits without a trace of partiality or hypocrisy. Remember when I talked about the way we greet people when they come in here? I don't care what color you are. I don't care what kind of clothes you're wearing. You come in here and you're coming in to worship. And that's what I'm going to look at. And that's what I think most everybody in here is going to look at you that way. You come in here to worship the same God, our Creator. Wherever we are in our lives, whatever we have done in our lives, whatever is in our future, right now, this moment, this is the moment that we live in. And this moment, we choose to worship and follow Christ Jesus. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace for those who make peace. Now, the sign says, make peace, sow justice. Now, really, what happens? Do you make corn and then sow it? No. You sow the seeds of corn and reap the corn, right? Same thing with wheat, same with every crop. The scripture says you sow righteousness and reap mercy. But you know what? Sometimes it's good to know where you're going to decide how you're going to get there. So it's, we want to make peace, so we're going to sow justice. Another word for that is righteousness. And righteousness is right living. In other words, what we're doing in our lives is we are sowing right, wise living. Why? So we can celebrate peace. Make peace. You know, I was a child of the 60s and 70s. Make peace, not war. Make love, not war. That's, you know, really great. Rolls off the tongue nicely. But when we look at life, it's not just about you and me. We make peace. And it's not just peace as a lack or a diminished amount of conflict. It's not that we're not going to be in conflict. We're making peace. And making peace is not just, you know what, you and I are, we're just going to have to agree to disagree. And I'll just sit over here and you sit over there and we'll just agree to disagree, okay? No. Christ doesn't let us walk away from that one. Because if I don't resolve that, it's okay to not come to a meeting of the minds. It's okay to have disagreements. But the disagreement should not reach the point of discord where, man, I just don't like him. Well, why don't you like him? Well, Bob's not here. Otherwise, you guys tell Bob this. If Bob were here, I would have said I don't like him because he was in the Air Force. But That's why I wasn't going to say that, because I like him, because he was in the Navy. But if I sow justice, in other words, if I treat him right wise, and even if he doesn't respond with that in a right wise, not saying he would, but I've done what I can do. Because you know what? And when it's all said and done, when it's said and done, when the day is done, when the sun sets, you're the one responsible for your crop. You're the one responsible for what you've sown. You're the one who someday will reap that harvest. The beauty of it is each and every one of you have, because Christ Jesus went to the cross for you. You can reap salvation and eternal presence with God. You didn't earn it. You didn't reap it. You didn't sow it. But you will reap it. You will receive it. But there are things in this world that we need to sow. Sow justice. Treat people the way they should be treated. Without regard to race or color. Without regard to whether they're wealthy or poor. Without regard to a number of qualities and quantities that we would put people in pigeonholes and say, well, this person's X, Y, and Z because, well, they're A, B, and C. They're children of God. Before the throne of God, as we are before the cross, equal. Every single one of us. We're all a sinner. We have all sinned and fallen short of the grace of God. But because He died for you and for me, we will celebrate together in eternity with Him. All we have to do is place our faith in Him. James chapter 4 says, you ask and you do not receive because you ask wrongly in order to spend what you get on your pleasures. And this is James 4, verse 3. Well, you ask not because you ask and don't receive because you ask wrongly. Well, how am I supposed to ask? The same way everything else in Scripture tells us, we ask with the right motive. Lord, I want this, so I get X. And X is me being more powerful and more loved by everybody. That's not the way to pray. That's not the thing to ask for. Now, you can ask for it. But if you are looking to surrender yourself to God's will, I surrender all. All to Jesus. I surrender all. We give it to Him, and we ask for those things that we have, whether it's a healing grace in cancer treatment, whether it's a healing grace in a surgery, a repaired legs, or, you know, in this newborn baby, this 2 months old, is Brianna 2 months old? Her heart's not perfectly formed, and the surgeons have gone in there and done what they can to improve that. But you know what? The healing and the rehabilitation and the rest of her life is in God's hands. You and I can pray for all these things. And you and I surrender ourselves to God's will. But that still doesn't stop us from asking for, I want a healing. I want a healing. I want a healing. Sometimes Christ takes them home to heal them. God will always answer the prayers. Yes, no, or not yet. The last two verses here, this is verses 7 and 8. So the first thing is to do this and to do the things wisely. We're supposed to be doing things wisely. And wisdom is for us to love the Lord, follow the Lord, get to know the Lord. So we need to get to know the Lord. How do we do that? We get in the Word. The other is what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to sow peace so that we'll reap justice, right? The third piece here is how the attitude is for the rest of our life. And this is James 4, chapter 4, verses 7 through 8. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. The whole idea of a revival is not, oh, we want to fill the church. No. Yes, we want to fill the church, but the intent is not to fill the church. The church is to fill every heart that's in the church with the Holy Spirit. That's the revival, because if the bodies come into the church and the Holy Spirit doesn't enter the hearts, the bodies will go back out into the world, and the bodies aren't going to change the world. But if the bodies who are here and their hearts have this Holy Spirit touch them, mold them and change them into something that is born again and not of this earth, then when they go out there, people will say, where'd you get that? I want some of that. So invite people to come. Not just to fill the church. I'd love to see a full church. But invite them so that they'll come. And while they're here, the Holy Spirit will work on them. Because if they're in here and we are leading with song lifting, joyful voices unto the Lord, because the Scripture says, sing beautifully, right? The right words, the right music, right? Play the right instruments. No, the Scripture says, raise a joyful noise unto the Lord. Psalm 100. Raise a joyful noise unto the Lord. Raise a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Sow peace. Reap justice. We need to make peace with one another. And in making peace, we sow peace. And when we make peace, we sow peace, and we reap a right relationship with God. We reap righteousness. We reap justice. Sow peace. Make peace. Sow justice. Make peace. Sow justice. Make peace. So justice. Amen.